hold on one second. Oh, you're putting it on already. In other words, it evolves. And Yetzira becomes even more. Eventually, the klipa densens. It becomes very, very, very full of itself. The olive kivner is out so far that it can become such a low life that not. It says about the satan that nosan eno b'migdash rishon ve'chrivoy. That he put his, he was pashut, he himself, the klipa, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. As he's showing that a malach, that's a malach of Kedusha, it's a malach. And he's Yodeya Sereboinoi. But he put his eyes on the Beis HaMikdash and he did whatever he can to burn it. V'nasaneinu b'migdash eini, he destroyed it. V'einam amarim soysirim zazah. Because l'chure, what he's asking is, one place it says that the satan had kavanah l'shem shemayim. Another place it says that the satan was did it on purpose. So it says the Ventzach, the Satan in its original state, way up high, is still the Shem Shemayim. But as it evolves, yeah. Valderech zeh naflu akelim, the Yitzvir is the band, the Toyu, Shem Chines Yash, Bibiya. I'm gonna start officially in a minute. I'm just reading quickly. I'm holding in page 62. Vaabirir shalem huay de SSV. This is the part that I wanted to skip yesterday because it's huay de SSV is the masha b'chachm. In other words, how do you counter the mitzias, the yeshus of olam atoyu? You have to bring in the ma of olam ha-tikun. That's the word that he said yesterday. When you sit by chesidush of habreng and there is ma. Because the chesidush of habreng, they're gonna rub you out a little. There's gonna be a bittle, you know. You're sitting and learning, but the ganz mitzias. He said, you know, I was going to learn chul and zvach and menachas in one song. it pumps you up. But you said, by fabrenge, someone is going to ribe your eyes a little bit. So it's ma, it's bittel. So a little bit of that bittel, it brings hamtakas adinim. Where does dinim come from? Dinim comes from klipas and zitrach. It comes from tzimtzumim, from a lack of the revelation of the Eibishter. That it evolves into dinim and not all kinds of inyanim. So when you have the eses vidas damasha b'chachma hu bitl b'metzias legamra, when there's total bitl, b'schak mezu b'bitl anemtzum elov yizbarach, when we recognize that all the nevraim are bottled to the Eibishter, the ein oid. So when you bring in a serious dosage of bittel into the mitzias, that's how you season creation. The seasoning is like this. The Eibishter didn't want a world that's lechatchila bottled b'mitzias. He wanted a world that evolves into real yeshus, and into that yeshus you bring bittel. So so how do you counter the mitzias with the bittel? V'chein shar kol amidus, fine, which are all midas de tikkun, they're midas of bittel. Uba his galusam, and these midos reveal themselves. Be kalem the esesvidas de ban, in those very same kalem of the esesvidas of ban, of where there was the shvida, that those svidas of toyu that shattered because of their yeshes, shenaflu hem payalim b'chinas abitul gam behem. They bring the bittel into them. Simple words, when you take a neshama that comes from Olam HaTikun, from the Shviras of Tikun, and you put it into a graba body that comes from the Shviras HaKelem of Tayu, so the neshama infuses through a lifetime of struggle, the neshama infuses a little bit of bittel. And that's the bitter. V'zehu in ha-bitter shalahem. And that's the bitter. Shemekablam ha-bittel al yedei gilui es ha-sviras dema. And like it says, Mashakosav, Hoylech es chachamim yechkom. If you go to wise people, you become wise. What's wisdom? Wisdom is bittel. Kayachma. So when you hang out with chachamim, it's bittel. Ach tzorech lohavin. Oh, but now, okay, I want to get to the part that really talks about the children. So here is where he asked the question, Oy bazoi, so why is Malchus the one? Why is the moon Malchus? That's what he said. There's a pagam in the Malchus we spoke yesterday. The moon gets a pagam, and the children that are born during the time of the pagam of Malchus are the ones that are born with all these aches and pains. But why is Malchus the one that's mevader? Malchus l'chur is the least bittel. Chachma is the first sphere in Atzilus. So Chachma is the closest to the Orein Soiv, bottle betachlus. As you go down, as Atzilus evolves, down to the final spheres, Malchus is the most mitzias, the most of and the most helim of the Orein Soiv. So l'churi, you're supposed to send into the world the heavy guns. Why are you sending in Malchus? The answer is because the bittel that the highest spheres represent is so deep and is so true and is so refined, and so it doesn't speak the language of the Nevraim. So you can't speak to them. You send the chveis up in your korf amongst the young teenagers today. It's a cannon head in us. It doesn't speak. So you need more of a shliach that's already a first stage in your elect a bissel in their welt. A little more in the world. And he can speak the language and he can take chsidis and bittel and bring it to them. It's a much greber bittel. It's a grub a bittel. The bittel itself is grub. It's a fagreb the bittel. But dafke the fagreb the bittel can enter into very, very coarse places, into real klippas where there is no bittel at all, and to refine it. And that's called what he says, birur rishay. It doesn't mean eventually you're going to have to bring, it's like when the Yidden made the Mishkan, they had to bring the Rebbe speaks about, they had to bring the Mishkan to Moshe. So after you do the lower bittel, you have to bring it to higher bittel. It has to go through another level of refinery. But that's already a second level. And he says very geschmack, it's on the bottom over here. That's the reason why he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not mezachich his guf, the same way like Eliyahu HaNavi was mezachich the guf. So that's chassidus mamorim and samach vav. And Eliyahu HaNavi was mezachich his guf so high that his guf went up to be mamash ruchni, to go up to be a malach. Moshe Rabbeinu's guf had to stay down here and it was buried. And what's the reason? The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu's level of bittul, which was the bittul of Chachma Vatzilus, which was so high, could not be translated into a body. The body couldn't. So obviously, there was a zichuch, but not in a way that mamash durich kinim and a gans in the guf. Eliyahu's Anavi's body, Eliyahu is Gematria 52. He's Gematria Ban. He's a neshama of Ban, which means he's a neshama of Malchus. His neshama was in impregnation for 12 months in Sfiris HaMalchus. That's a statement of Chassidus. So he mamish became, his level of bittul was the bittul of Malchus. That kind of bittul, the Nefesh Bahamas, the guf, can hear. The bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu is too edel. So it doesn't speak that language. That's why she is Dafka the one. Sfiris HaMalchus is the one that has to do the initial refinement, and then it has to be passed over to the higher refineries who take that which Malchus. It's like, you know, it's like you have a guy in your place. You get him to a mitzvah, you get him to this, you get him to take upon himself to start doing one or two things. You know, slowly you're building him. Let's say he's a teenager, he's a bachur or whatever. And then there's a certain guy, you know, that now he's ready. You can send him to Morristown, you can send him to Yeshiva. If you can send him too early, it's dangerous because he's going to go there. The language is going to be a little too intense for him. It's too much. And you'll burn him out. So you have to have the right understanding of when is the time you can send him into to get the full dosage of what it's really all about. Now, you have to play around with him and make believe, yeah, you're getting him this or just this. We all know what we really want from these chevra. We want to get him baked out completely, but it's going to take a time. So these are the various stages of bittul. Okay, I want to skip now to the top over here. So Pizeh Yuvin Gamken Inyan Beza Birudim, page Lamed Beza on the top. Based on this, we'll understand the two birudim sheniskaliel that we said earlier. Ki abirud arishon levarid atoiv menara. The first birur, to extract good from bad, the hainu sheyibchin is bittul ayesh, that there should be, from grubkeit, it should be bittul. Al koponim ba'oise nitzutz, and that nitzutz ha-mizbarer, shemetchilo ha-yeyesh gomer, first it was in a state of complete yeshus, ba'oidoi ma'uriv imara, when it was still mixed with evil, ha'oim aliyya oiri, it becomes so gross, so far, that he denies the Eibishter completely, hagam sheyadeyas Hashem, and we're talking about ruchnis tegeklipas. We're not even talking about gashmias. The malachim that are yodeyas reboinoi, they know the Eibishter. Ain by bittul ratzon bishum inyan. They don't have any bittul. Lechein, look at this beautiful, interesting statement. Matzidim, beautiful. It's painful, but it gives explanation. Matzidim ayin sadim liyisrael. The 70 mele the choletis down here, the ICC. And the Biden administration, with all the chevre dort in Schwarz Yard. What?
I see.
Was?
ICC.
The chaletis, these guys, the shoyim, these guys. So memela them down here. Okay, they're living in our world, but we know that they're backed up. They're backed up by the malachim lamaila. Every nation has a sar. So what's with the UN conference in heaven? Like, who are they? These are malachim. And they're the ones who feed the ideas, he says, down to there. And all these ideas, where does it come from? Where did South Africa get the idea to take Israel to court now? Where did it come from? It comes from their malach above, from the Sodom Lamaila. Now, they vesen doch der Eibishter. And they know that Yidden are chavav by the Eibishter. As he says, l'chein matzirim ha'ayin sarim liyisrael, they cause pain to the Yidden. Hagam sheyoydim chashivasam be'enei Hashem, they know that the Yidden are chashiv in the eyes of the boss, and they know the Eibishter is the boss. K'ma shakasa b'zoyar, sheoymrim la'samach mem, in heaven they say to the samach mem, yara boishas, shemzach, Was ist mit dir? Wie kommst du? Because the Samach Mem stellt sich vor den Eberstein and they say to him, everybody says, oh, here he comes. Er schämt sich gar nicht. He's standing in front of, he's prosecuting, he's bringing all kinds of things when he knows he's hurting the Eberstein by doing so. Notwithstanding their very knowledge of how evil they are and how much they're upsetting the Eberstein, hem oisim shalahem, they continue doing their chaledisha and yanim. They continue doing their things. Umachnisim machshavis rois, and they're the ones who pump these machshavis rois b'melech into the kings, v'sadim, and into these ministers down here in this world. Lahatzel Yisrael to cause pain to Yidden. K'moshakasa b'zoyer the ayal machshavte. They're the ones who throw the thought into the. Into the guy. He wakes up in the morning, suddenly has a change of heart. Biden decides that he wants to hold back the weapons. Okay, he's too busy looking, trying to look at his election numbers. He's hacking, the people are hacking him in China. But really, who's behind it on a higher level? It's these clippers. But when Yidden live in that country, and we do the Avodah through the fact that the Shekhinah comes down every night, which represents the fact that during Golos Yidden go down into that country, there is a bittel that happens. This is the first bitter. We spoke earlier that if you take an agent from Shem Ma, if you take a masculine energy, a day higher than Shekhinah, and you deliver it into Olam HaZbiyah, into the place of the Klippas, its bittel is so edel and so refined and so high that the Klippas won't understand it at all. They can't relate to it at all. Over there you can take the bittel gam berichuk, even to a farther place, lamata mata, even to a more distant place. The quality of the bittel is a very low quality grade bittel. It's a weak bittel. This is called Maya Nukvin, because when the Shekhinah extracts these sparks, she's now elevating it, she's bringing it up, just like the woman is bringing Maya Nukvin to be Ma'oida the man. Then the Eberster meets this effort from the levels that are Bittel B'Mitzias, where the ultimate emes of the Eberster, Koyach Ma, shines down upon what the Shekhinah brings Malmata, and elevates it into absolute truth. Which is the real bittel, the Eibishter's perspective, the ein oid, that is literally ein oid, kiniskali el, beinyan yutzvidis dama, like the inyan of the yutzvidis dama, vezeu anikra mad, and this is called mayan duchrin, masculine waters, shemavaraman, it's literally like a pregnancy. A woman is the one who produces the egg. So that's the ovulation. From what? From what she is mevader, from the food that she eats. Then the mad, the mayan duchrin, takes whatever that and that which she ovulates and does a bitter sheni with it, and that bitter is the quality to create a child. In other words, from herself, she wouldn't be able to create the child. But when it needs to get reprocessed, it has to be elevated into a higher bittel, into the masculine level of bittel, and then now you can create. So the same happens in the Ruchni Sinyanim. The Shekhinah goes down collecting all these Nitzutze Kedusha, Biru Rishin, Biru Sheni, and that's the same idea, it says in Chassidus, that Yosef HaTzadik was a masculine soul. All the Shvatim, the Yud Beis, this were all feminine souls. They were all from Sfiras HaMalchus, Yud Beis Bakar. But Yosef is from Yisoid. He's higher than Malchus, he's from Yisoid. So that's why their alumois, they were doing alumois, their alumois, they had to bow down, they had to bring it to the Rebbe. The Rebbe then had to be mevaded at another time and to elevate it into the higher stage. For it to have the higher bittel. The higher bittel. Okay. Now, here is where he really starts the subject that we're really interested in from the Benegeit to us. Since the initial bitter that Malchus does to go ahead and to be mafrid the toy from the Ra Gomor, Alkein Hamavader, therefore you have to really go into enemy territory. which means that the mevarer has to do spy work, has to go in COVID operations, which means she has to completely identify with the klippas. Okay, now mevarer muchrich lehislabesh. The mevarer has to dress itself behamizbarer into the world of the mizbarer. That's why she has to diminish herself. That's why the Eibshter told Sviras HaMalchus, Lech umiyati es atzmech. The Eibshter tells the moon, make yourself small. In other words, to speak the language of the worlds. Leirid bibiya, to go down into the three lower worlds of Briya. Luis labish, and to dress herself. Beheichalus achitzoinim, into the heichal of... Because during Golos, the Shechina itself gives her power to the chitzoinim. Vezeu sod, that's soid, and that's the secret. But now there comes a different. Now there's another inyan. What does it say that during the Zohar says that during the time of miyuta yereach, she also chas v'shalom encounters the snake, and she gets wounded by the snake, and that's the pegam that happened to Chava. Right? Chava was the snake. The snake managed to seduce his way into Chava, and thereby polluting Chava. So what does that mean in that level? And through Chava it came to Adam. But what is the idea? Ach inyan apigimu, what is this pigam? Husoid kamus. This is, it's interesting, Chassidus is full of soidis. Yadavke, this inyan is called soid kamus. A very, very, very important, deep secret. Kehine inyan bitterzeh, because this bitter, harehu muchama atzuma ima klippus. This is a massive fight with the klippas. Lahoitzi mehem chiyusam. They're not going to relinquish their chayas too easy. To extract their chayas from them. Shekeshemitziyam atoiv mehem meisim. When you take out the potential, the good from them, they die. Kama shekasa b'sefer ha-gilgulim. Like it says on Sefer ha-gilgulim, perik beis ba'arichus. That they only live off chayas to kedusha. And when their chayas gets extracted from them, they die. She'en lam shim kiyum zulasei ha-toiv ha-muvula behem. They have no kiyum without the good that is swallowed by them. Shemachaya hoisam that enlivens them. Elezois moisrim nafsham mamish lachtoif netzutze kedusha. And that's why they're mamish moisa nefesh to be chaytif mitzutzei kedusha, because they have mesiris nefesh to make trouble, to steal the mitzutzei kedusha. By doing what? They call tachbulois. They do all kinds of tachbulois, all kinds of dirty stuff. They do in order to get she'efsher kegon lahachti adam. They know they're putting themselves in big danger because the Eibishter can get very angry at the Satan when they're teasing us more than they should be doing. You know, they're taking a risk. So when they go out and they do inyan, and they're mamash risking themselves. But because, like, take a perfect example, when they chap the hostages, the Hamas chevra, they knew that that's going to give them strength. They're going to hold these hostages, and when they hold the hostages, it's going to give them a kiyum. Now Israel is at their mercy because they have their hostages. Yet they knew they're going to get makas retzach if only we would give them, if we wouldn't be afraid of the whole world. But at least in their calculation, they were going to get makas retzach for it. But still, it was worth it if they get away and they manage to keep some of these, even though they know they're taking a big risk. So klippas are always doing that. Part of their scheming is to getting yidden to do avedis, and through this, it gives them chayas. Okay, yoitz. Don't shame a ganav for stealing. Why is he doing? Lamalis nafshoy, the ganav, the poor ganav. In California, they made that if you steal less than $900 for so the chap is chlish with ganav because he needs it. Pashit needs it. He has to go to around the corner to get his cocaine. Ki yignav lamalas nafshoy, hadar fasob. Ki yidav, he's hungry. So this is referring to the entire realm of the klippas. Shemis amtsim biyoser, they try very hard. Shaloi lo hitzi mehem masha chotfu. And definitely, v'kolshkin, that they're going to fight to stop holiness of extracting the sparks from them. Shechotfu kvar, this route they took already. Elechein nikra ha-malchus eshes chayel. That's why malchus is called eshes chayel. Usually we translate a woman of valor. But Eishes Chayil also means a warrior woman. She's a warrior woman. She goes to battle. Lilchol Mulchames Hashem. She goes to go loichem the Mulchames of the Eibishter. Lohoitzi bala mepiv, to extract that which they swallow. V'chol zin nekrava afkid biyadei, and all ammunition is given. The Eibishter gives Malchus all the weapons. Every type of weapon is supported from above to Sfiris HaMalchus to be able to do this extraction. Now there is a manner, there is a strategy in war. B'mukhama ha-gashmias, in a gashmias to go war. Shalopo'omim mukhrecha echad laniach es atzmai mukik tzas b'yad ha-sheni. Sometimes you need to allow some of your military to suffer a blow, to suffer a defeat. Even though you're going to know you're doing something, you're going to putting at risk your soldiers. And you know that they're probably going to be overwhelmed. But your reason, what you're doing is you make believe that you don't know that the enemy is there. You send out a group, troops that go out there. And what that does is it looks that the enemy thinks that you're unaware and you're not knowing what you're doing. They come out to fight these guys. They did it in Ai. It's a pasuk in Navi in the story when Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael. They did a whole trick after they had people going in. Meanwhile, they had hidden, whatever. Did an ambush. So the way they did the ambush is you have to ensnare the enemy to come out. And that's what they. That's so. What you do is you send in b'yad hasheni atche yirdev achrov until you expose him and you bring him out outside. V'hu tachbula atzuma. This is a very very strong and powerful strategy in warfare. V'chachma amuka, and it's a deep chachma. Kedeti lo hitziyo yalmakim toy v'rochet. Especially in our case when they're hiding in the tunnels. It's very hard to fight them, or they're hiding in between the civilians over there. So it's urban warfare. It's very very difficult. If you can only bring the terrorists out and bring them into an expansive, an open area, then they would be able to chick chack, be able to take care of them. Then you can completely wipe them out totally. Until you don't leave any survivors. And if you wouldn't take the hit first, if you wouldn't expose your own soldiers to that, to be, you would not be able to, because he's so entrenched, the enemy is so entrenched, and you wouldn't be able to take him out. V'nimtza, sheba'emes in truth, mitchila asoyna makaboy gamkein. You take a loss, you take a hit. U'ma'abit kama anshe chayel, and you lose many anshe chayel. Ach zeu lera osoy. This is for his own disadvantage. Kedei lashmidoy achakach legamre. In order to completely wipe him out. K'moyken yuvin anumshol lamaylo b'muchamas Hashem. As the same is also in the war of the Eibishter. Shazau soid golus hashchina. This is the secret of the exile of the Shechina. K'mayim edazau golu le'edoyim Shechina yimoyim. That the Shechina goes along. Mamish begolus. In other words, to a certain degree, the parts of the Shechina get dragged into golus and get taken into captivity. Mamish. Biyad oisa hasar. In the hand of that sar. Atcha mechrachas la'ashpia lo'i chayas v'gdula. The Shechina needs to support these klippas. V'achayas hazehu besoid. In other words, she's giving more than she's taking. She's giving them. She's supporting them. Besoid golus mamish boy. Dahainu ma'ashem achayet ra'a gomor ha'nifrad v'oisa hepech rotzen Hashem betachlus. The Shechina chas v'sholem is funding these terrorist organizations. She's funding Qatar. She's funding these Rishayim, giving them a massive amount, because where else do they have chayas from? Where are they getting the wealth from? It's all coming. But why are you doing that? Ube'emes, and in truth. Shabashas ha-golos, during the long golos, hutzar godol, it's an indescribable tzar, l'shchinas uza yizbarach, to the shchina lohoided ha-chayas, to lower down the chayas, b'makam ha-shesonei Hashem, in the place where the Eibishter hates, avol kol zeh, but all of this is tachbula nifla, is an incredible tachbula of a strategy, k'desha achakach, yoytziyu ha-chayas menasar, in order to be able to extract everything that tzar has, ahu, gam memasha ho yetz, even that which he had earlier, b'shvidus hakelim, even which he had from the beginning of his existence. In other words, when the Shechina takes it back, is not only taking back what she gave them now, she's taking back that which was sitting there, embedded in the klippas, from and so deep that was there from shvidus hakelim from way back then. V'oz yovid lagamra, and that puts the end to it completely. V'zeu sod b'sa'asa b'sholcha, the Gemara says in Yeshaya, from based on the Pasuk Yeshaya, kishenesmalas asoi, when the klipa reaches its red point where the Eibishter says, you know, you've had enough, then ksiv kiloishilam avoyna amoyri ad ato adhena. It says there that the Eibishter says, I can't destroy amoyri yet. The reason I kept you was what? Because they haven't yet reached their breaking point. They didn't sin enough. And this is the deeper secret of this, that they didn't sin. It's not about punishment. They haven't yet reached a point, the Shechina has not embedded itself there enough to be able to pull out. It's not mamish compared to the Nimshal. In the mashal, you're dealing with two armies which have limited capabilities. So the army doesn't have the capability to destroy him. Only through letting itself be beaten. The Eibishter can wipe them out in a minute. He can cause them to cease to exist in a second. The Eibishter can pull back the chayas from them. The Eibishter decided to play this game, to play it as, you know, fear. He's playing fear gaming with them. If they decide that they're going into the boxing ring, they're going into the arena, then we're playing by the rules. And al pi amishpat shaloi la'abdam b'li taina, not to be ma'abed them without a taina, k'dei she'yia misha yitva hadin k'mo shekasav gulgulim sham. So in the end, they can be held accountable for their evil and so on and so forth. V'hine in yingolus ha'shechina hu'soid pegima de'sihara. This is the idea of the pegam that's in the moon. Shachitzoinim yoinkim emidas malchus ha'yizbarach. They're driving energy from midas ha'malchus. Acha yanika ha'zois einem epnimiyusa. It's not from the pnimius of malchus. Kiyem epchines achitzoinius bovad. It's only from the external part of the malchus. Epchines or de nukva, from the skin. V'loi mebasar gidim v'atzomis, but not from the flesh. V'inyin, okay, let's go a little further. I'm going to skip a little bit. Kamashal. It's only external. Like he says, k'mashal hamochama, k'sha echad maniach k'tzas lahakis machneu, when you let your machne be beaten, hu maniach lahakis hayoyser chaloshim upchusim. You let him beat. You're not going to take your highest level soldiers and send them out. You're going to send those that are weaker, so that you're not going to lose your might. Sheba'an she'machama shalo yatzlichu. It's interesting. He's going to v'chein hu lamaila. They allow the yanika from the chitzainim, the chitzainim, only from the external of the external. You find this is a difficult line to relate to this, because I don't think it does relate, but just he's using the concept that by Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to the Eibishter, why are you letting these children be built into the wall? The Eibishter said, you can take one out, and he took out one, and Micha was the one who ended up being the one who created. It was in Pesel Micha. Was the one who was a baby already in the wall. So the Eibishter said that I have a plan. These dafka are the ones that. So what does it mean? They're being sacrificed in a sense, because, and they're doing. They're fulfilling their shlichas, because part of Mitzrayim torturing the Yidden, that itself was their extraction of the chayas. That was there, like when a bee bites. It says all the places. It says in Chassidus, when the bee bites, the bee dies. It's in the process, because it gives off its chayas in that sting when the bee stings. Oh, he brings it here. Gam zeh, it's not chas v'sholem. Oh, these neshamis are not important. Gam zeh hu b'shvil harevach hanifla. This is too is for the unbelievable benefit. She'achekach yotziu mehem anitzotzim hayekarim. After that is going to be extracted the ultimate nitzutzim, the precious nitzutzim. She'lifnei ha'atzilus, that are higher than atzilus. Ma'ashachotfu m'shvidus hakelim, that which they grabbed from the shattering of the vessels from toyu. V'zehu soid, and that's why sometimes you have a dirty story happening down here. Here, even by tzaddikim, like you had the story with Yehuda and Tamar. Maisa Yehuda v'Tamar, it was a sin, but it wasn't a sin. First of all, it says Yehuda had no control. It said the Eibishter incited on him the Malach of Taiva, and therefore when he incited him, there was no way, he had no bechira chafshis at all. So it was done. But why did the Eibishter? But therefore, it was whatever you're going to say. It was what he thought she was a pnuya, whatever. But it's definitely nishgiven a shena maisa. And the reason for that is because that gave the chitzainim, it gave Yehuda access into the world of the chitzainim. Once you put Yehuda, who's Melech HaMashiach, really, who's got Mashiach inside of him, entered into their sphere, into their space, he already extracted Peretz and Zarach, and eventually he extracted Rus, and he extracted everything. The whole extraction was because he had to first go into their territory through taking a hit. It was a sin, meaning it was a loss. The kavana was l'shem shemayim, k'disa b'zayir achrei, es Mashiach. Umalchei Beis David, shua mishpacha hayekara. This is the most precious family. Shechafetz Hashem behem. The kama neviim yatzu gam came in menu. Many neviim also came out. Ach achashenit na hatoyra aser lasis kain. after the Torah was given. Here it seems like it was a little bit deliberate. It wasn't a psazoi that Yehuda did, and it was a psazoi that it was premeditated. After the Torah was given, we have to follow Shulchan Aruch, and we're now allowed to do so. Although the Ishbitza has told us with Zimri ben Sali, how he was also had the same kavanas, and the Ishbitza says that Pinchas was a nod, a tipish. It's amazing. The Ishbitza takes this to like levels that are and a lot of were very against the Ishbitza for speaking like that, but the Ishbitza was. Shlomo Kalibach took the Ishbitzer as derech, that you know that you have to go out there and he's hugging women and he's doing. It was all, but it has something behind it. It's nishta pstama, whatever. But the Rebbe shita was Shulchan Aruch, and Chas v'Shalom, we can't violate Shulchan Aruch ki who's there, because and farting. And he says over here befedish that it's an achrish netayda asura lasis kain im loy kesheyoyim and navi lefisha. Sometimes a navi can say lifisha chalalu Shabbos b'machalu Shabbos or kamaisa deliyo b'bama b'chutz. There too, if you're doing something, the Torah says in Alara, you're giving yinikas achitzaynim. If you're offering a carbon amount in Har Carmel, you're bringing yinikas achitzaynim. It happened, but it was for a much greater gain. Okay, let's read the Zohar now. The katsiyada is pagim. When the moon is in a state of pigima, bahu sitra the chiv yabisha on the side of the snake, shu'in yinikas achitzaynim, which is the time of yinikas achitzaynim imeno, kishemenichem es atzma muka, when the shechina allows herself to be vulnerable and she allows herself to be defeated. There is a time that the klipa, the man of klipa, has dominance over the man of holiness. This is the secret what Chazal say, that the snake had relations with Chava. This bia that the nachash had was not into the yesoid. It wasn't meaning a real Indian of bia, but yesoida, which means he didn't get into the pnimius. Chas v'shalom that the Eibishter should allow the kavod, which is malchus, that the levels of pnimius of the shechina to be given to the klipas ksiv. El mebchina shem moysel Elokim de Kedusha, from the names of Elokim of holiness, shenichlalim be yisoida. They are nichlal in the yisoid of Malchus, but not the inner yisoid of Malchus. K'mo shekasu ba'oitzres chayim daf tzadik tes al pasuk ochlo machso piyom mavud esleni b'makam achar al pasuk parshas chukas. The letter tuf. What's the letter tuf? The letter tuf, which is the last letter of the aleph beis, is medamas on this Indian. A tuf is a dalid and a nun. Nun means a snake. Nun is nun, the taninim, snakes are called tanin, a snake. So the nun is a snake. Dalid is the shechina, is a dalid. So gemoil dalim, the shechina is dal. So when you have a tuf, you have yinikas achitzaynim, the snake is deriving energy from the dalid. And that's the inyan of the tuf, the last letter of the olive base. Hu dalid v'nun mischabrim kechada al shem. To cause them to fall. But nevertheless, meanwhile, they cause a pagam. The shame is alikim. Okay. Here's the part of the neshamas. Call in a neshamas in the nafkin. All these neshamas that come out. The neshamas are coming out. These are impregnated souls. They are became impregnated in the shechina from the yichud with the shechina with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. With shehem sham beibur canal bepidish bekutre the lagav. We spoke this yesterday. Afagav the kuli dachyan. Even though these neshamas are totally pure, kuli kadishin, they're completely holy. Lefishe bepinimi yusam inside them lo yegia shum magen nachri chas v'shalom. No, there's chas v'shalom. There's no touching of the nachri of the Gentile. Of the klipa cannot chas v'shalom unridden, can't touch these neshamas k'mo shivua b'samach. But hoyol v'nafki b'pegun b'gimu soif kol soif. They were during the time. Now this has nothing to do with our conception of our children down here. It's nothing to do that someone should make a cheshbon. Maybe I didn't keep the halachas of taras hamashpacha correctly. Maybe something. Maybe that. Maybe I conceived in the wrong time. It has nothing to do with down here. It has to do with the ibur neshamas lamaila. Above in when neshamas are hundreds of years before they come down, they can be already in oitzer neshamas. This has to do with the original hamshacha of the neshamas up there. predestined that these neshamas, yeah, the Eibishter knows which ones are going to be hit by the, are going to be stung, so to speak. At the time of this pegam, v'achitzaynim yoinkim, and all these chitzaynim, they latch on, they onto these neshamas, v'tzar gadol, and this is a great pain, canal, azegam hem b'chol inin asar demati, every place where these neshamas arrive, inin neshmasin, these neshamas, kula izbiru, they break, the ispigimu, and they become blemished, bekama tzaren, with many pains, bekama ke'evin, with many aches, machmash achitzoinim yoinkimehem, because the chitzayim are yoinik from these neshamas. Vezet, sa'ar, v'ke'ev. These are literally wounds. Just like a physical wound. What does a physical wound mean? It's an infection. What's an infection? Bacteria is it went in there. So there's spiritual wounds as well, which literally are cuts and bruises in the neshama that cause the chitzayim that are able to take from him. V'omen, and it says, b'chol in asar, atzoloimer, ba'oidam l'mayla, when they're above. B'derech ham shuchasam emidas malchusa yizbarach. On their way of their traveling down, Leslabish beguf, to come into a body. Shenim shechu derech kol hecholois tebiya. When they're coming through all the hecholois of bria, yetzira, nasiya, ubechol hechol shaboyim, and in every hechol that they come, yeshlem kama tzadin, they're inflicted, kama keevim, much pain. The izbiru, the ispegimu, mesiba hanal, and they have certain shatterings and certain pegamim. But here is the important line. The ilun inun de isrubahu kutchubirichu. And these are the ones that the Eibishter desires them more than anybody else. Lefi shehem soivlim hayasurim halalu. They are the ones that are soivel these yasurim. Machmas pnimiyas ritzayin Hashem. These are the neshamas that are taking a hit for all the Jewish people. And for the ultimate kavana, all these special needs children, all these children that are all the ones that are being suffering from who knows how long already. And when they come down over here, they continue to suffer. As we see when we speak with these children and they're able to convey how much they're suffering. And you saw from Rabbi Korf's stories we were relating yesterday, how he's saying himself, this is not me. I'm being dragged into this. I want to learn, I want to do this, but I'm impulsive. But this force, this is mamash psiyanikas achitzayna.
Even his responses.
Yes.
His initial response.
Yes. But they're doing it because of the innermost ratzen of the Eibishter. The Eibishter desires this ultimate victory. Im achitzaynim, with these chitzaynim, lohoitzi yakar mizoylel, to expose to take out the sparks from the one who from the glutton who stole them. Raza de mila sharyin kegavna del eila. And the Zohar says the secret is, as it is above, so it is below. Gufa is pagim, only their bodies become pagam. What does it mean, the body? The body of the neshama. That means the kalim of the neshama, not the oyer of the neshama. The loy neshmasa. Pidish, kamoisha b'malchus, just like in the Shekhinah itself, the mother of all neshamas. Hapagam rak mipchines alavushim. The pagam is only in the garments of the Shekhinah. Avaloy b'pnimiyas chas v'shalim. Not in the pnimiyas. Kamoikana yanika shemehem, hu rak mechitzayni yoysam bovad. It's only from the chitzaynias. Avu b'pnimiyusam in their pnimiyas. Kulan dachyan, they're all pure. Kulan kedishin, they're all holy. Elechem b'boyam la'oylam. That's why when they come into this world, gufam levad nifkam b'mum, their body is nifkam in the mum, aval nishmasam kedoisha betachlis. Their nishamis is holy, betachlis of holiness. Vezeu tamas begam kelein yesudei adam ba'olam hazeh, so forth. Now, where are we holding now? The Rebbe said that we're holding already today's days, avoidus habirudim is over. And now we're starting watching so many of these children that are out there. If I can say just one little nekuda and little thought. When birurim are over, the two things happen. The birur is the extraction. The extraction is when the ra separates from the toiv. These inyanim took place in the deepest, deepest, ruchniest ga'olamas. I was just learning a maimer from the Rebbe Marash, where the Rebbe Marash was talking about the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda kula tenuya b'nezikin. Rabbi Yehuda, all his learning was in Sevda. His best friend is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's learning Sevda Satayra, and he's their buddies. And all Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is learning all Nezikin. So he's explaining over there that what is he doing? He's being mevarer asar mutter. He's breaking the klippas in the sitrach. He's separating. You're guilty. You're chayiv. He's doing these avoda. Fine, but it takes thousands of years until the klippas are exposed. What are we watching in the world today? Today we're watching Klipa in its full exposing. Everything is exposed. exposed with its full, everything is out in the open. We spoke about earlier, about bringing the enemy out in the open. Everything is seen that they're full of lies, full of deception, full of evil, full of no content, full of, and Mekenda Zen, any decent human being that has just a little bit of decency in his heart is saying feh, which years ago was not that case. There was everything was camouflaged. Today, everything is out on the open. And who is the ones that are driving, and we can say, all of this out into the open? Who knows how much our children that are Dafka, these special needs children that are responsible for all this, for these last moments of this total exposure, also out in the open, and it's going to be eliminated. And these are the ultimate victorious neshamas. This is the ultimate victory. This is where we march. And I believe, and I said this last time we learned this maimer over here, that the children that are going off the derech as well, like we call them off the derech, there's no off the derech, they're going on the derech. They're also marching and doing avodah. And we're watching so many because they're also in pain. You know, it's such a meshuggah in the lives that we're living these days. That we're so inundated with so many millions of things. Parents don't even have a moment. We invest so much in parenting, and yet there's such because they're in other words they're freshlep. They're being pulled into these into whatever aspects, whether it's drugs, whether it's other aspects that are. It's not in vain. These things are not happening. It's not a misfire, chas v'shalom. It's all b'kavana. And very, very soon, we're going to see the ultimate winning from this. And I want to go back to the Lashon. Avala asad lavay. Here we go. Let's learn the last three lines in the Maimer. Avala asad... What? Oh, I'm there. No, it's right over here. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's stay over here a minute. La'asad lavay, right over here, on the bottom of page 64. La'asad lavay, boyin lechadeduse bechadeduse de Sahara. When there's going to be total victory, and the Shekhinah is going to be, and the Shekhinah is going to rejoice together with Knesset Yisrael, the ultimate victory of Mashiach. Pidish kishet tizgalin etzachin al mochama. When the war will be nizgal, the nitzach and the victory, ubala hamavas lenetzach, and evil will be eradicated forever. Vanitzoytzim hayukarim hamesuloyim mepaz, and these incredible nitzutzei kedusha that are more precious than gold. Shehem lifnei maloich melech lebnei Yisrael, that are from before the king. Kulam yisalu lemaila, they're all going to be elevated. Al yedei amalchus through malchus shueishes chayil anal. V'tia oz ateres bayil. Okay, not going to get into that. Metama now. V'tchsiv ahoya oir alvana ka'ira chama, higher and higher. K'siv nekeva tesoiv v'gever. Sfiras amalchus will be higher than her husband. Azai then haneshames anal dafke these neshames shem chaverim mishutafim ima. These are the neshames that were friends, who endured the pain of the Shekhinah together with the Shekhinah, shesavlu ima tzara molchama. That pain, the pain of the war, bepratis biyoyser. They felt it more than anybody else. Atshen nifkemu. These are the wounded veterans. That they were nifkemu machmes molchama zu because of this war. The izbiru bekama ke'evin. And were broken with many aches. Beruchnius ubegashmius. Spiritually and physical. Hem yisyachdu ima. They're going to be taken into the inner circle. Be'ezo chedva protis yoiser meklolis Yisrael. They are going to enjoy the joy and with a special party, so to speak, that's going to be la'asid lavoi with all these suffering souls. Shaloi savlu kol kach beprotis. Beklolis, Ali Yidden were in Golis. We all had this. But beprotis, dafka these neshamas. And now, based on that, he explains why these neshamas avoid the kahanim balei mumim are not allowed to do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, but they're allowed to eat karbonis. And so, just the last final vort. What's the vort? The vort is like this: we think that when kahanim ate, the main thing is the mizbeach should eat. They gave it, put on the mizbeach, and then the kahanim ate. But really, it's the opposite. We spoke earlier that there's two levels of birurim. First is the birur rishon, the first birur, and then the sparks have to be nizbarred a second time in a much higher level. Achilas mizbeach is is called is ban, is malchus. Chilas mizbeach is the chitzainiyas tiga bitter. You're taking an animal directly off the street. You're bringing him to the Beis Hamikdash. You're taking out the spark of it. You're doing the bloody work. You're picking it up from the outside, bringing it into the inside. The kahanim, when they're eating it, the blood was on the mizbeach. It had already bitter rishon. Now you're bringing it over to a much higher refinery. The bitter is taking place in a much higher place. In the pnimius of oilamais, in the pnimius of the oilamais, these bali mumim, they're not bali mumim. Where are they mumim? They're only bali mumim and they're chitzainius to gekelim. So therefore, the avoida that needs to be done through the kahanim in the external world, in the courtyard, so to speak, the avoida that needs to be done in bitter rishon, these neshamas, they're not allowed to, because if they will do the work there, adarabah, they're going to. The whole point of the avoida of the Beis Hamikdash is to take nitzutzim into holiness. They're leaking. A baal mum means that there is some kind of defect, spiritual, that's why he's physically defected, because there's some kind of a yanika. He's going to be giving energy to the klipa. You can't do that in the Beis Hamikdash. But when it comes to the achila, which achilas kahanim is much higher than the achilas mizbeach, because the kohen is representing Adam Elyon, the levels of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that are higher than Shechina, and when the kahanim are eating, their bitter is on that level, and therefore the pagam doesn't touch on that level, so the baal mumim are able to partake in that aspect. All right, ik is also zayin de giyul lahint.
Amen.
Because we will all argue and we will all say, as the kinder suffered enough. Laman, we say laman ha laman tenayke shabay sarabam laman ha gemulei chalav shalay chatu, wherever the lashon over there is.
Why is dalit shana?
What?
Why is dalit shana?
Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Gimel is Yesod. Gemoyel, it gives. It's the transmitter. And Dalet is the Makabel. Dalet. So Shechin is the Makabel. Because she's the Malcha. She's the Makabel. David HaMelech says, Daloisi. Daloisi v'li Yeshua. I'm the level of Dal.
No, Deles
also the done. Yeah.
This whole idea, what's the Neshama, is that where's the Pagam coming from? It's coming from the Milo's only.
No, it happens already somewhere deep in the higher worlds. It's taking place already.
So the Pagam is when you say when it's.
When it was conceived
when
up there,
when the Shechina with the.
When the Shechina is giving birth to these Neshamas. It's during the birthing period, when.
And Pshata, and that Pagam over there, is that because it's.
The Chitzainim are already. The spiritual Chitzainim are taking, are already causing infect pain for the Neshamas.
Already Lamayil over there. Already
Lamayil. These are pain, these are Neshamas. These Neshamas come down with a lot of sorrow already. They have a history there. They're already in pain up there.
So this sorrow, this mum, and ultimately, so that down here.
Yeah.
It's for the beer that they were getting for the Unika. Yeah. You could sign them to bring them out.
And eventually, yeah, and that's right. That's right. So, especially when it comes to shlichas, you go on shlichas, you're avoid is doing bidurim in your city, whether you're getting a few, you have to put film, but what we don't see is you're changing the whole format of the place, and you're smashing the chitzainim that are there. You're in a city, you're changing the dynamics of the place. And the real power is coming from this child. That's like you don't even realize. He's sitting, he's not doing anything. But beruchni is in yanim, he's cutting a belt. He's the real, you know. Yeah. It's a very unique mimer.
By the way, what year was this mimer?
This mimer is based on the Alta.